You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
In the 1930s, in Stavropol, Russia, Stalin ordered that all Bibles be confiscated and Christian believers be sent to prison camps. Ironically, most of the Bibles were not destroyed, yet many Christians died as enemies of the state.
With the recent dissolution of the USSR, a mission team arrived in Stavropol in 1994 for ministry. Their request to have Bibles shipped to Moscow was being held up. But someone told them about a warehouse outside of a town where confiscated Bibles were still stored from the 1930s.
Remarkably, the team was granted permission to distribute them. Hiring several local Russian workers, they began to load their trucks. One young man, a hostile agnostic, came only for the day's wages. But not long after they'd started, he disappeared. He was found in the corner of the warehouse, weeping, a Bible in his hands. Intending to steal it for himself, he'd picked his own grandmother's off the shelf. Her signature was on the front page. Today, that young Russian is in the process of being transformed by the very Bible that his grandmother was persecuted for, but still held dear.
What an amazing story. Down through the ages, mankind has tried to destroy the Word of God. And we must ask ourselves, why? If it is just a book, why do people try and get rid of it? The answer to that question is simple. It poses a threat to mankind. It tells the truth about ourselves and how sin has alienated us from our heavenly Creator, and that is just too hard for some folk to bear. But the Bible also tells us how we can restore that relationship.
The amazing thing about the Word of God is this. It shows us the way to be set free. In John's Gospel we read, "So Jesus said to those who believed in him, 'If you obey my teaching, you are really my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" The Bible shows us clearly that we can have a personal relationship with our Creator God. And this is only possible because of what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross. He took our punishment and has truly set us free from sin and its penalty. He also wants us to read his word, the Bible, so we can grow in the Christian life.
As a well-known Christian leader, Dwight L. Moody, said while searching the Word of God, "I prayed for faith and thought that someday faith would come down and strike me like lightning. But faith did not seem to come. One day I read in the 10th chapter of Romans, 'Now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.' I had closed my Bible and prayed for faith. I now opened my Bible and began to study, and faith has been growing ever since."
Our age-old enemy, the devil, does not want anyone near the Word of God. He'll invent all sorts of ways to prevent us from coming into contact with that Word of God. For the person who doesn't know the Word of God, it will be disinterest or just plain disbelief. And he will keep us from attending church at all costs. As for the Christian, George Mueller said, "It is a common temptation of Satan to make us give up the reading of the Word of God and prayer when our enjoyment is gone. As if it were of no use to read the scriptures when we do not enjoy them, and as if it were no use to pray when we have no spirit of prayer. The truth is that in order to enjoy the word, we ought to continue to read it, and the way to obtain a spirit of prayer is to continue praying. The less we read the word of God, the less we desire to read it, and the less we pray, the less we desire to pray."
That was another Vantage Point program with George and Rita Gully. If you'd like to write to George, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again, George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.